Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Long ago, a poet remarked that birds can fly and we cannot, because birds have perfect faith and we do not. Aeronautical engineers will tell you that it's actually impossible for birds to fly because of the way they are made. But birds, not knowing that they cannot fly, rise to the heights above. The writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews wrote, "Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God." I've been thinking about the power of that simple phrase, "Through faith, we understand." At first, faith and logic seem to be contradictory to each other. Yet understanding seems to transcend or to rise above logic. There are some things which, at face value, have no logic to them whatsoever. Yet when they are taken by faith, I first come to accept and then to understand what may not be perfectly logical. Some folks lacking faith are stumped by the lack of logic, and they struggle for most of their lives awaiting explanations that will never be forthcoming. One of the reasons that Scripture talks about faith as a little child is that children are not concerned with logic. Theirs is a simple, straightforward trust, and on the wings of faith, they understand. Take, for example, the fact of God's love for me as a person, an individual. Frankly, it seems rather illogical. I mean, why should God consider me to be worthy of His interest or attention? Because I'm good? No, it's just not there. Because of what I have done for Him? Again, in relationship to what He has done for me, my pittance wouldn't weigh in the balance of His scale at all. Because I'm so much better looking than most people? Well, you can certainly forget that one. If I depended upon logic to come up with an answer, I'm afraid I would be against a brick wall forever. Faith is my response, a simple one, to what God has revealed in the Bible. And though it may run counter to logic, through faith, we understand. Now, it isn't that faith is an enemy of logic, for there are times when faith is the most logical thing in the world. But faith transcends logic, which means through faith, we understand. Consider that logic is somewhat of a judgment call. It's an understanding of what you think. But God's logic is totally different from ours. And by accepting His point of view, by faith, we understand many things that would otherwise escape us or baffle us. Through faith, we understand many things that at first appear quite illogical to us. On occasion, I see a person who loves someone else, though to me there isn't much logic in the relationship. But that commitment of love is like the upward draft of an ocean breeze that lifts the object of their affection to new heights of accomplishment. Through faith, we understand. It is also through faith that you understand something of God's plan and purpose for your life. And by accepting what you don't understand, you rise above the gravitational pull of your old nature and your old life. Part of the reason that we strive to separate logic and faith is that logic demands proof and evidence, while faith sees something as a reality and accepts it, which is yet unseen. As Paul explained, "For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Now, I'm not suggesting that logic be swept aside, but I am saying clearly faith transcends it, and apart from faith, relationships break down. There is a logic to faith, an important one. Through faith, we understand.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.